MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Fallsale, How a Crown Jewel of German Industry Ended Up in an American Roll-Up.
On August 15th, 2026, a Form 8K landed on the Securities and Exchange Commission servers with a number that should have stopped the business press cold. Approximately 4.775 billion euros. That is the enterprise price Madison Air Solutions Corporation agreed to pay for the IBM Pabst Mulfingen Group, a company most Americans have never heard of, and one that Germans rank alongside the country's industrial legends. IBM Pabst makes the fans and motors that move air through the world's data centers, hospitals, factories, and trains. It has been family-owned, headquartered in the same small town in Baden-Württemberg for over 60 years.
It is, in the German phrase, Mittelstand, the mid-sized industrial backbone that built the country's post-war economy. And as of Saturday's filing, it is being sold to an American roll-up. The transaction is expected to close in the first half of 2027, subject to the usual gauntlet of antitrust and regulatory approvals, and to a political conversation in Germany that has already begun.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. During our research into the primary purchase agreement filing, the structure of the buyer, and the 60-year history of the company being sold, we found a story about why the German family industrial model is quietly coming up for sale, what an air movement company is worth in the age of AI data centers, and how a niche most people never think about, the fan, became a 4 billion euro strategic asset.
Section 1. The quietest giant in the machine.
To understand the sale, you have to understand what IBM Pabst actually is, because its invisibility is the point. Every data center on Earth runs hot, and every one of them survives on moving air. The fans that push that air, through server racks, through cooling towers, through the climate systems of hospitals and the ventilation of subway tunnels, are a precision product. Brushless motors, aerodynamically tuned impellers, efficiency curves measured in single percentage points that translate into megawatts of power savings. IBM Pabst has spent six decades as the benchmark manufacturer of that product, from the same campus in Mulfingen, a town of a few thousand people in the German countryside.
It is the kind of company Germany specializes in, dominant in a niche too small for conglomerates to care about, too engineering-intensive for anyone to easily enter. The Mittelstand itself is worth defining, because it is not just a size category, it is a governance philosophy. These are companies, typically family-held across generations, that dominate narrow industrial niches, the way IBM Pabst dominates high-efficiency air movement. They train their own workforces, bank with local banks, measure success in decades, and treat the company as a trust to be handed down rather than an asset to be optimized. Economists credit the model with Germany's export resilience. Its employees enjoy something close to lifetime security. Its towns get anchored prosperity. The model's great strength is patience. Its great vulnerability is that patience is a family choice, and every generation gets to make a new one. And this generation is increasingly choosing the exit.
The buyer is the opposite kind of animal. Madison Air Solutions is the air systems platform of Madison Industries, an American private holding company that has spent years rolling up the manufacturers of industrial air movement, the companies that make the fans, the blowers, the heat exchangers, the invisible hardware of climate control. The roll-up logic is classic. Buy the fragmented niche leaders, keep their engineering cultures, integrate their sales channels, and compound the cash flows. Where IBM Pabst is a 60-year family cathedral, Madison is a decade-old acquisition machine. The 8K records the moment the machine bought the cathedral, at a price that answers questions the family no longer wanted to ask.
Section 2. Why the Mittelstand is selling.
The German family industrial model was built on a simple premise. The family holds the company for generations, reinvests in the town, and never sells. That model is now under three simultaneous pressures, and the EBM Pabst sale sits at their intersection. The first is succession. The founding generations of the post-war Mittelstand are gone, and the heirs are increasingly unwilling or unable to run industrial companies, a demographic wave that has put thousands of German manufacturers into play. The second is capital intensity. The energy transition and the data center boom have turned air movement from a sleepy component business into a growth market that demands nine-figure investment, and family balance sheets do not love nine-figure bets. The third is the simplest. The American bid got big enough.
4.775 billion euros is not an offer a family council weighs for its engineering logic. It is an offer that answers the succession question for them.
The succession pressure deserves the numbers because they are stark. German industry associations have estimated for years that tens of thousands of family-owned manufacturers face a generational handover each year without a family successor willing to take the chair. The post-war founders built companies. The second generation professionalized them. The third and fourth often chose finance, medicine, or the startups of Berlin over the factory in the countryside. For a decade, the answer was the family foundation, or the professional manager. The new answer, visible in deal after deal, is the platform sale. Sell to an owner with the capital to fund the next era, and the scale to absorb the shocks, and let the family name become a brand rather than a balance sheet.
EBM Pabst is the highest profile version yet, but it is riding a wave that has been building through the German industrial landscape for years. There is a fourth pressure beneath the other three, and it is the one the German press will wrestle with this week. The country's industrial model has spent a decade absorbing shocks: the energy price spike, the China demand slowdown, the electric vehicle transition that hollowed out the combustion supply chain. And each shock made the fortress logic of never sell harder to defend. The sale of a company like EBM Pabst is not a distress event. The company is profitable and dominant. It is something more significant, a signal that even the strongest family industrials now price the option of selling, because the next decade of their markets will be financed at a scale the family model was never designed for.
Section 4. What the fan is worth now. The 4.775 billion euro figure is the number to interrogate because air movement has been re-rated by the AI buildout. A modern hyperscale data center is, thermodynamically, a machine for turning electricity into heat, and the cooling plant that rejects that heat is one of the largest line items in its construction and its power bill. The hyperscalers are now building campuses measured in gigawatts, and every gigawatt of compute is a river of air that has to be moved by someone. EBM Pabst's products sit directly in that river. The same fans cool hospital MRI suites and high-speed trains, but the bid is priced on the data center curve. The buyer is underwriting a decade of AI-driven cooling demand, not the company's current order book.
The physics of that river are worth a moment because they explain why the niche hardened into a moat. Every watt of compute becomes a watt of heat, and the heat has to travel from the chip to the air or the coolant to the plant to the atmosphere. Airside cooling remains the default for most of the world's data centers, and the fans that drive it run continuously at enormous volumes. A single hyperscale hall can hold thousands of them. Efficiency matters at that scale in a way it never did in an office building. A 1% gain in fan efficiency across a gigawatt campus is a power plant's worth of avoided load over the facility's life. That is why the buyers pay for the best impeller geometry on Earth, and why the company that makes it just sold for a strategic multiple.
This content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial or investment advice. Section 4. The original angle, the plumbing premium. Set the sale against the year's deal flow and a structural repricing emerges. The first wave of AI deals bought the models. The second wave bought the chips. The third wave bought the power. This deal is the fourth wave, arriving on schedule, the thermal layer. You cannot run the compute without moving the heat, and the companies that move the heat, the fan makers, the liquid cooling specialists, the heat exchanger shops, are suddenly being valued like the picks and shovels they are. A 4 billion euro price for a fan company is not a fan price. It is an infrastructure price, paid because the air inside the data center turned out to be as strategic as the chips inside the servers. The American roll-up buying the German cathedral is the second order story, and it is the one with the longer shadow. For 70 years, the Mittelstand was the thing that could not be bought. Family governed, locally anchored, allergic to financial engineering. If the strongest of them are now selling to American platforms at the top of their strategic value, the question is no longer whether the model bends. It is what replaces it. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines.
Section 5. What to look for next.
The first signal is the German political response. A sale of this profile, a crown jewel Mittelstand company to foreign financial owners, lands in the middle of an already live debate about industrial sovereignty. And watch for the economics ministry's review posture and the union response at Mulfingen, because the Works Council's reaction will tell you whether the employees believe the roll-up's promises. The second is the integration architecture. Whether Madison keeps IBM Pop's engineering culture and German headquarters intact, as the roll-up playbook promises, or begins consolidating production. The first year of ownership will show which, and the R&D budget line is where the truth will appear first. The third is the next bid. The air movement niche has other family-owned champions, and a 4 billion euro mark now hangs over all of them. Watch for the next German fan, pump, or valve maker to announce a strategic review, because the second sale converts a deal into a trend. The fourth is the data center demand print. If hyperscale cooling orders keep compounding, this price looks cheap in 3 years. If the AI buildout stutters, it becomes the peak ticket cautionary tale. The fifth is the financing detail. Whether the close is funded with cash from Madison's existing platforms or fresh leverage. A heavily levered close would mark this as financial engineering on a strategic asset, while an equity-heavy close signals a long hold. The sixth is the competitive response from Asia. The fan and motor niche has serious Japanese and Chinese players, and a price like this tells them the Western consolidation window is open. Each of these determines whether Saturday's filing is remembered as the fair sale of a great company at its strategic peak, or the moment German industry started selling the family silver to finance the next era. Section 6, the broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is that the AI buildout is reaching further down the industrial stack than anyone predicted, past the models, past the chips, past the power, into the humble hardware of heat and air. Every layer of the physical world that touches the compute boom is being repriced. And this week, the repricing reached a 60-year-old family company in a town most people will never visit. The invisible layers of the economy are where the money is moving now. The sequence is worth mapping because it has a logic and a clock. First, the model companies re-rated when the capability was proven. Then the chip makers re-rated when the demand was proven. Then the utilities and the power developers, when the load was proven. Each wave took roughly a year, and each wave bought the layer the previous wave could not live without.
the cooling layer was always going to be next. You cannot cheat thermodynamics. And the only surprise is that it took until now for the bid to reach the companies that move the air. If the pattern holds, the layer after this one is the water, the utilities, and the rights that feed the evaporative systems. And then the grid components nobody has thought about since the last blackout.
The build-out eats its way down the stack in order of physical necessity. And the list of things it has not repriced yet is getting short. There is a second pattern, and it is about the end of permanence. The Mittelstand's pitch to its workers and towns was never growth. It was forever. When forever becomes a 4 billion euro exit, the implicit contract between German industry and German towns, we stay, you thrive, is rewritten in a language of multiples. The factory will still hum next year. The question is whose name is on the door, and whether in 20 years, the new owners still fund the apprentice programs and the town stadium and the 60-year research roadmaps that made the niche worth buying. The Mittelstand's real product was never the fan. It was the patience. Patience does not appear on a balance sheet, and nobody has yet figured out how to roll it up. Which leaves the open question. When the last generation of family industrialists cash out to the platforms, what happens to the 60-year engineering patience that built the niche in the first place? And does the roll-up preserve it or harvest it? The purchase agreement is filed. The price is set. The fans keep turning, in Mulfingen and in every data hall on Earth. And for the first time in 60 years, they answer to a different kind of owner. One that measures success in quarters and exits rather than generations. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. The town of Mulfingen will read the filing too, eventually, in the local paper that has covered the company since the fans were built by hand, and it will draw its own conclusions about what patience was worth. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.